Aloha, George.
Aloha to you.
This is Faith calling from the Garden Island of Kauai.
Where it is about 10:47 at night.
Indeed.
How did I know that?
Well, you know, it's about to change, though. Halloween night is when the mainland changes.
Yeah, you do. You do make the time switch. That's right.
No, you do. We don't.
No, you don't either?
No, we do not.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Nope. Mm-mm. So, I've been listening to your show now when I go to bed at night. So you are my, what I listen to when I go to bed. And I really got intrigued one night with the shadow people. And I've had an experience with that when I was little.
Well, you remember this?
Yes, I do. Quite vividly, actually.
What happened?
Well, my family's scattered all over, but my aunt and uncle live in Newmarket, New Hampshire, and they have a huge old home. It's almost 100 years old. It's a Cape Cod. And I must have been about, four, and my cousin Danny and I were in his bed, and we woke up, and the bed was moving.
Moving?
Yes, it was moving, and it was going down the hallway, hardwood floors, but it was like, you couldn't hear the bed moving. It was like floating. And there were figures dancing all around the room on the wall.
Shadowy type, right?
And they all had very diamond-shaped heads, but they were like diamond-shaped, very elongated on the sides, like where ears would be. And they were just all around the room, and my cousin apparently had seen them before because he was like, I know how to make them leave. And he said, you offer them pencils and they'll go away.
Wait a minute. And you give them pencils and they leave?
Yeah, I know, but I sat there in the bed. I remember seeing this. It's clear as a bell. And he gave the pencils, or attempted to give the pencils, and they would vanish. They would go away.
They'd take a pencil and they'd go?
Well, he attempted to give them the pencil. I think it was the movement.
It was the movement that...
Yeah, of him. But the pencils meant something to him. I guess it's some sort of totem for safety, I suppose.
Maybe he used to sketch these figures or something.
Well, could be. I don't know if my cousin Dan remembers that or not. And then as soon as they would go... And my cousin David was in the room, too. And he was dead asleep. Never woke up. And I remember just sitting in the bed, petrified. And then they would come back, and my cousin would say, all right, Faith, now you need to go run up to them and scare them. And I remember running down this long hallway at my aunt's house in this old Cape Cod, huge home in New Hampshire, and running up and scaring them, and they would disappear, and then they would come back onto the wall. It was really intense.
And
a little kid, you know?
No experiences with them since?
I sometimes feel that... yeah, that I see things and I wonder, okay, did I see that? Was that there? But as far as vividly like that, no, not quite as vivid.
Silhouettes on the wall.
Oh, man, dancing everywhere, jumping all over the bed, floating in the air. It was.
At least you're safe to talk about it.
Yes. Well, as a child, you're open to those things. So
very receptive as a kid.
Indeed, and I think you lose that, unfortunately, as many of your guests have said,
yep,
as they get older. And so I think there's many of us, though, that are trying to regain that and be open to that, and that's kind of how...
I think if you stay a little childlike, you might retain
indeed
some of that.
Yes,
I think
sure
that happens. Okay, thanks for the call.